With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Several major wildfires continue to rage in the Los Angeles area, burning thousands of acres and chasing thousands of people from their homes, leaving many houses and other buildings in ruins.
One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says a big fire also burns in the Altadena-Pasadena area. Meanwhile, in parts of the Deep South, extreme cold has been the issue today. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump's lawyers want the Supreme Court to put a stop to the sentencing in his New York criminal case.
Sentencing is scheduled for Friday in New York for Trump's conviction last May on 34 felony counts in the Stormy Daniels case. The president-elect's lawyers are asking the Supreme Court for an immediate stay, while a Trump spokesman called for the case to be dismissed. The High Court wants a response from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office by Thursday morning.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Republican-authored Lake and Riley Act has cleared the House. It gives law enforcement more authority to detain illegal aliens who are accused of crimes. Every Republican and 48 Democrats voted yes. 159 Democrats said no. President-elect Trump is once again stressing the importance of Greenland and the Panama Canal to U.S. economic and national security. The Danish prime minister insisting that Greenland is not up for sale. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 94 points, while the Nasdaq is off 16. The S&P trading 7 points lower. This is SRN News. Young men are joining the Orthodox Church.
So many, in fact, that denominational officials say they're planning to open new churches across the U.S. this year. Many young, often single men are learning about Orthodoxy online, and some say they were drawn to it because of its masculine leadership style. The Orthodox Church split from the Catholic Church in what is known as the Great Schism of 1054. Orthodox Christians currently make up just 0.5% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ethiopia's Orthodox Christians celebrated Christmas on Tuesday with prayers for peace in a nation that has faced persistent conflict in recent years. Orthodox believers follow the Julian calendar, which runs 13 days later than the calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches. According to UNICEF, conflicts in several regions of Ethiopia have caused widespread suffering and forced 9 million children to drop out of school. This is SRN News. Some leading Democrats entered the new Congress under scrutiny for what many see as their deception about President Biden's mental fitness over the past 2 years.
Democrats and members of the mainstream media may be among the most suspicious of Democrat leaders, like Charles Schumer, after feeling they were duped by claims Biden was mentally fit to start another four-year term at age 82. It was Schumer who, in February of last year, chalked up concerns about Biden's mental capacity to what he called right-wing propaganda. One anonymous Democrat senator told The Hill the apparent cover-up gave Democrat opponents an opening to tag the entire party as corrupt. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda ahead of tomorrow's state funeral at Washington National Cathedral. President-elect Trump says he plans to attend the funeral. Quoting Mr. Trump, the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country. More details, SRNNews.com.